and amazing energy.
Now, meeting guests like him is truly an honor. Definitely a perk to this job.
Speaking of meeting more interesting guests, we know you, our listeners, have ideas of people in your circles who are history makers too. We want to meet them. Drop us a line at beforeyougo.tv. That's beforeyougo.tv. And maybe they'll appear with us here on KBLA Talk 1580.
And before we go,
we want to remind everyone that stories like these are sometimes just a phone call away.
Just pick up that phone and make that call.
There's no time like the present.
What a gift.
KBLA 1580 Santa Monica.
I'm Shelley Wade, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network.
And liftoff.
Décollage,
liftoff from a tropical rainforest to the edge of time itself. James Webb begins a voyage back to the birth of the universe.
The world's largest space telescope blasts off from Europe's spaceport in French Guiana. The James Webb Space Telescope will explore the universe for exoplanets and study their atmospheres. NASA scientists are expectant that the Webb Space Telescope could potentially uncover evidence of life outside Earth. Today's Christmas morning launch was live streamed on NASA's website and TV channel. And Christmas Day NFL action sees the Cleveland Browns at the Green Bay Packers and the Indianapolis Colts at the Arizona Cardinals. That's the latest. I'm Shelley Wade from your source for 24/7 news, the Black Information Network and BINnews.com.
Try Jack in the Box's shareable new 25-piece $6 Tiny Tacos Big Box and three dipping sauces. It's meant to share anyway, but how you eat your tiny tacos is up to you. Order now on the Jack app or have it delivered.
Excuse me, now that I have your attention, may I ask you this question? Why do you believe police brutality continues to exist in this country? Do you believe it to be a systemic problem, or should we judge police misconduct on a case-by-case basis? And what's your opinion on the best course of action to solve the problem? Well, you have come to the right place. You're listening to LA's all-new progressive talk radio station. Of the people, by the people, for the people.
Hey, I sure appreciate that.
It's KBLA Talk 1580, and we got you covered round the clock. Racism, we got you. Progressive politics, we got you. Health and wellness education, we have you covered.
We're going to have to put it back in the hands of the people.
A Black-owned and operated evidence-based alternative radio station for progressive, open-minded people like you and me.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Welcome home, LA. We're all in this together.
Let's get it on.
It's KBLA Talk 1580, broadcasting from the heart of LA's Leimert Park. You've got a lot to talk about.
We are going to have to fight. We're going to have to struggle relentlessly to bring about
the peace. Yeah, don't let nobody else up in this booth.
Excuse me. Now that I have your attention, may I ask you this question? What image comes to mind when you hear the word homeless? Do you believe it to be solely a big city urban problem? A problem that only affects cities like Los Angeles and New York that have been inundated with panhandlers and tent encampments? What causes one to become houseless, and what strategies should be implemented to assist in helping people achieve and maintain housing stability? And do you believe having access to affordable housing should be a right in this country? Well, you've come to the right place. You're listening to LA's all-new progressive talk radio station, of the people, by the people, for the people. It's KBLA Talk 1580, and we've got you covered around the clock. Racism?
We don't hate white people. We hate the oppressors, whether he be white, black, brown, or yellow.
We got you. Miseducation? We got you. Gun violence? We have you covered.
If you're afraid of socialism, you're afraid of yourself.
A Black-owned and operated, evidence-based alternative radio station for progressive, open-minded people like you and me. Welcome home, LA. We're all in this together. It's KBLA Talk 1580, broadcasting from the heart of LA's Leimert Park. We've got a lot to talk about.
You can't do it unless you believe that you can do it.
The views and opinions expressed and resources shared on this program are strictly informational and should not be substituted for medical advice or evaluation.
I told you I don't need to talk to nobody.
My daughter's losing weight. She sleeps all the time and has terrible moods.
My drinking ain't the problem. You nagging me is the problem.
Problems and pressure are at the backdrop of everyday life, impacting our physical, mental, and spiritual health. But where are the solutions? And who is concerned about the family? The Urban Family. Presenting Urban Family Focus, hosted by Reverend Gerald Smith, here on KBLA Talk 1580.
Good morning, KBLA Talk 1580 community. Thank you for waking up early on a Saturday morning with Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor, coming to you live from the drumbeat of urban Los Angeles, the KBLA Talk studios in Leimert Park. When you get up early on Saturday morning with Urban Family Focus, our goal is to make sure that you catch the worm. That worm is wisdom, opportunity, resources, and motivation. The wisdom to better understand the issue or condition, the opportunity to hear and share real life stories, and the resources to help improve the situation, and most importantly, the motivation to take the necessary steps to enhance your life physically, mentally, and spiritually. So call somebody right now or text them and tell them to download the KBLA 1580 app and tune in to the only Black-owned and operated progressive talk station west of the Mississippi. We've got a lot to talk about at KBLA Talk 1580. And today's conversation is about the holidays and family relationships. Now, we all know that at the holidays, that's the time when we get together with kinfolk. And, you know, everybody shows up with their dish. And some folks' dish is well accepted, and other folks' dish, people wish they had left it at home. And sometimes we get together and there's ain't so-and-so from such-and-such, and there's somebody in the room that nobody knows. Today we're going to talk about that somebody in the room that nobody knows, those holiday family relationships. And here to discuss it with us today, we brought her back. She was so fantastic the first time she was on the show by popular man, Dr. Lauren Hill. She's a licensed clinical psychologist in private practice and a certified autism specialist. Dr. Hill is an experienced academia. She held several positions in academia. Most recently, she was director of the Forensic Psychology Postulate Certificate Program at Fielding Graduate University. Prior to that, she was the department chair and director of Forensic Training Institute for the Clinical Forensic Department at the Chicago School of Professional Psychology here in the Los Angeles campus. During her tenure, she oversaw mental health training, research, community outreach, and an area of clinical forensic psychology. Additionally, she identified and built relationships to provide underserved and under-resourced community members with information about the importance of mental health and mental wellness. She has over two decades of experience in mental health. She is a cultural evaluator, and her areas of interest include system psychology and trauma. Dr. Hill, welcome to Urban Family Focus.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm glad that you're here, and we're going to get into our conversation about the holidays and family when we come forward on KBLA Talk 1580. We got a lot to talk about. This is Urban Family Focus.
You're listening to the all-new weekend lineup of enlightening, encouraging, and empowering talk shows.
Exclusively on KBLA Talk 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Malia Cohen, elected chair of the Board of Equalization for the second time. Maisha Cairo here with your K-Black Minute, brought to you by CaliforniaBlackMedia.org. Last week, the California Board of Equalization elected Malia Cohen its chair. She is the first African-American woman to serve on the board. It's the second time in 4 years that Cohen, a San Francisco native, has been elected chair of the five-member body responsible for representing taxpayer interests and equalizing county-by-county tax assessments across the state. Cohen said, in these unprecedented times with the daily challenges of the global COVID-19 pandemic, we must remember that our first duty is to the people of California who deserve our continued dedication, resolve, and service. For KBLA, I'm Aisha Cairo. Happy holidays.
Yeah.
KBLA Talk 1580 believes that artists change, so we're putting the spotlight on culture and community. Since 1965, East West Players has been a home for deeply authentic Asian American stories and creativity. It was founded by API actors seeking to create roles beyond the stereotypical parts that were offered in the mainstream. It has endured as a haven of artists of color to create without limits. East West Players is focused on intersectionality between communities of color and the issues affecting them, from mental illness to immigration to disability and beyond. Their arts education program centers the API community and its impact on the history of this country. East West Players is one of the most prolific theaters of color in the country, with a renowned legacy of social justice and artistic excellence. To donate, volunteer, or buy tickets, visit eastwestplayers.org. That's eastwestplayers.org. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
Guys, let's talk, especially if you're three things: balding, thinning, and skeptical. I'm Salvino Lewis, and I was just like you. I tried hair loss solutions for 4 years, but unfortunately, my close friends were afraid to tell me it just wasn't working. Then I learned about Hairline Time. Hairline Time gives you that sexy, masculine hairline, like you have a full head of hair shaved down tight. I had to see it and touch it for myself, and I was like, wow, I've got to get this done. The one-day Hairline Time procedure changed my life literally overnight. I cannot stop looking in the mirror, and friends can't stop touching my head. I never thought I was a bad looking guy, but now I feel like I look even better. Hairline Time gives you confidence, freedom, and a permanent hair loss solution. Guys, I'm on fire for this procedure. I loved it so much, I opened my own Hairline Time clinic. Yeah, I know, you're skeptical. So come on over, see it, touch it, feel it, and believe it. See tons of guys and women like me who have trusted Hairline Time at hairlinetime.com. That's hairlinetime.com, or call me, Salvino, at 424-835-0318. That's 424-835-0318. And ladies, we offer microblading services. And guys, remember, it's time to get your hairline back.
KBLA Talk 1580 is putting the spotlight on culture and community. The Fernando Pullum Community Arts Center is a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide quality performing arts instruction to at-risk youth and help them build self-esteem and achieve academic success. The Pullum Center is a member of a network of over 40 community organizations in the United States, Canada, and Latin America that collectively benefit over 46,000 students each year. The Pullum Center provides free arts instruction to more than 650 students ages 5 to 20 at their Leimert Park headquarters and in partner schools. Through classwork, performances, and self-directed practice, students gain competency in an art form, learn leadership skills, gain a sense of belonging, and reduce self-destructive behavior. Young people learn greater appreciation of performing arts and the many ways it can enhance their lives. To sign up, donate, or learn more, visit pullumcenter.org. That's P-U-L-L-U-M center.org. Or call them at 323-292-2700. That's 323-292-2700. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
There is a light that shines.
KBLA
1580
AM.
Delete the divide. Have you heard of the initiative here in Los Angeles County to support youth and small businesses affected by the digital divide? Maisha Cairo here with your KBLAC Minute News Press Room Edition. KBLA 1580, and I'm on site right now with the Internal Services Department Director, Selwyn Hollins. Can you tell me a little bit about that program?
Delete the Divide, and it is a program to empower youth, young adults, and small businesses in areas that are adversely impacted by the digital divide. For the youth and young adults, some of the resources we have will help lead them into areas of advanced education, academic scholarships, and wraparound services. Another pathway for youth and young adults is in gainful employment. And then a third path for the youth is in entrepreneurship. For small businesses, our main focus is on helping the businesses to get an internet presence. So if that means they need to get into e-commerce, or they need to have a website or other technology tools to help advance their business and make them more productive. So we have partners that provide services, education, wraparound services, networking, etc., to help them to achieve that. In Los Angeles County, there are over 365,000 households that lack internet service. There are over 1.1 million households that have an annual income less than $50,000 a year.
Hey, LA, this is what we've been asking for. Programs and opportunities that make things equitable. In this case, Delete the Divide is providing access to resources and training, then opportunity. And everything is at no cost. Now that's equitable. Follow Delete the Divide on all social platforms at Delete the Divide. We're KBLA Talk 1580. I'm Aisha Cairo. We're unapologetically progressive.
We've got a lot to talk about.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Before You Go, airing Saturdays on KBLA Talk 1580, is sponsored by Harlem Brewing Company. Did you know owner and head brewer Celeste Beatty is the first African-American woman to launch her own brewery? Well, less than 1% of the breweries in the U.S. are Black-owned. Harlem Brews are created by Harlem Brewing Company in New York and in North Carolina, Harlem Brew South, and currently sold through their website at harlembeernc.com. You can taste these brews whenever you're in the mood for a cold one. Be sure to try all the beers and seasonal collabs like the Harlem Sugar Hill Golden Ale, Harlem Renaissance Wit, Harlem Queen Stout, 1946 Lager, and Harlem 125th Street IPA, which takes you right back to the neighborhood where it all started. You can taste the music too. Harlem Brews are the perfect accompaniment when spending time with friends and family. Order now at harlembeernc.com.
Come and get some soul.
Where you eating at?
New to LA Live is Fixin' Soul Kitchen. Proudly Black owned. Former NBA legend Kevin Johnson brings to downtown LA his full service authentic soul food restaurant that celebrates the history and traditions of African American culture. The restaurant pays homage to the soul food KJ grew up surrounded by, incorporating family favorite southern recipes into the menu, such as Grandma Gladys's famous peach cobbler. Some of the other must try menu includes Fixin' signature chicken and waffles, oxtails, shrimp and grits, deep fried deviled eggs, mac and cheese, and much more. Additionally, there is a wide variety of Kool-Aid flavors, sweet tea, and cocktails such as adult Kool-Aid and bourbons from Uncle Nearest. Fixin' seeks to set the standard for the American soul food experience by offering authentic soul food and impeccable service. Come experience Black excellence through Fixin's delicious cuisine, friendly service, and fun setting. Perfect for the entire family.
Good old-fashioned soul food. All right.
The Institute for Diversity Certification is all about the three D's: dedication, determination, and discipline. Learn more about our globally recognized diversity certification program today by calling 1-800-983-6192. Again, 1-800-983-6192, or visit diversitycertification.org. As the number one organization for certified diversity professionals and also certified diversity executive credentials, diversitycertification.org will provide an opportunity for you to demonstrate dedication to the field, determination to make progress, and more discipline to your process. Go today and learn more about the diversity certification system. Call 1-800-983-6192. Again, 1-800-983-6192. Or go to diversitycertification.org. That's diversitycertification.org. The standard of excellence, equity, diversity, and inclusion.
Now back to more of the all-new weekend lineup here on KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. This is Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor, and we're here today with Dr. Loren Hill, psychologist, and we're in the background, you might even hear a little bit from Loretta Shelby, our producer, but who's in the room. But we're going to talk about family and the holidays. Since this is Christmas, that's what we're going to talk about. And what brought this to our attention was there's a movie on BET called A Jenkins Family Christmas.
Yes.
And it's streaming right now on BET Plus.
Mm-hmm.
And the gist of that movie is somebody shows up that's from another mother or another father or another somebody, and the family does not want to accept this person as part of the fellowship on Christmas Day. There are those who do, and there are those who don't. Some of you out there listening may have experienced this with your family. As a matter of fact, I go so far to say most of y'all have experienced a situation similar to this, where Christmas shows up, Thanksgiving shows up, might even be the 4th of July, and somebody who looked like Uncle Bubba shows up that you never met before, and you found out where they came from. Dr. Hill, what do we do in those situations?
Well, it's not an easy answer, right? So when we think about the holidays and family gathering, we have an idea of what family means. And that's usually people we've been around, right? We've been introduced to them in a particular way. And so now you got this person showing up that you don't have any familial history with. Right. So it's one thing when someone brings a significant other or a friend to the gathering because, you know, well, you know, we may or may not see them again. We can or cannot like them. But when somebody shows up, there's like, hey, I'm your relative. Right. What do you do with that? And so you haven't had any time to process it in advance. And so what are you going to do? Fix your face or not? Somebody's going to have some commentary about it, and we're all going to have some feelings. So I would say, you know, any feeling that you have is probably legitimate, mm-hmm. but think about that person who's been left out all this time. They've now found their family, and it's like, oh my gosh, I hope that they like me, that they'll include me. Maybe they've been isolated the whole time. We don't know what they're going through, and generally it's just one of them mm-hmm. and the rest of the family or the crew, right? So it's not an easy answer.
You know, you said that generally it's just one of them. I have a real life situation where there was two of them.
Uh-oh.
And what made this difficult, because my family is from Shreveport, Louisiana. Grandpa was one of the few black men in town that had his own little farm. You know, he had a car. He had things that a lot of black folks didn't have back in those days.
Mm-hmm.
So that made him
desirable
yes. to the sisters at church. So my mother grew up in a household where there were eight siblings, four boys, four girls. Their mother actually died when my mom was a teenager. So she, you know, after birthing those eight kids, you know, didn't stay throughout the their whole life. But so the older sister became the matriarch. She became the one taking care of the family. Now, my fast forward, when this incident happens, we come to find out that the older sister and the older brother knew all the time about these two kids on the other side of town. But as we do with mental illness, addiction, we do the same thing with these kind of situations. We act like they don't exist. They didn't come on their side. They didn't go on their side. And knowing this, she never shared it with her younger siblings. Fast forward several years later, one of these two brothers, they were two boys, my mother's four girls, four boys, and my mom's family, but the two outside children were both guys. One of the guys looked up one of the younger siblings, and the younger sibling, my Aunt Goldie, who was the progressive one in the family, she opened, you know, welcomed them with open arms, wanted to meet them, wanted to meet their family, wanted their kids, and invited them to the event, the holiday event at the matriarch's house. And
yikes.
When I tell you there was a fire going on that day, you talking about the big, the James Brown say the big payback?
Oh, right.
It was on. So, and I'm a kid now. I'm observing all of this. But so in that situation, it wasn't so much that these people weren't welcome, by most of the family members, it was that matriarch who had been the head of the family for all these years, who raised some of these kids. Most of them came out here from Louisiana without a high school degree and went to Jefferson High School as adults to get their degree. So this woman had taken care of them, fed them, and she was adamant about these two people not entering her front door.
So I would like to take her perspective, right? So she became the mom of the family very early on, sort of by default, right? So her job was to keep everybody safe and make sure there was no further disruption in the family. And this family means these people in this house. And anything that's going to come in and upset the apple cart or change any dynamics, like I can control this right here that goes on at this address, but anything going on over there, I didn't sign up for that. And in fact, I didn't sign up for this, but because of duty, I'm going to do that. So in order to keep things the way they are, which means everybody's smiling, even though they may not be. There's some secrets going on, but I don't have any time or bandwidth for that. We are going to keep this the way it is. So this is my house. I've been running things, been doing an okay job, and now you're going to bring those people over here that weren't part of this family. So I think that she might be right to be upset about that. And why wouldn't someone take her feelings into consideration and not just bring them in on a family day when everybody's celebrating? Because that could cause some problems.
Well, that's a good point. And I don't believe that the younger siblings that were open to them attending the event were trying to do it in spite of her. I believe that because so many, you got to remember, this happened, they were young people. They came out here in their late teens, early 20s, when they moved from Shreveport to Los Angeles. We're talking, these people are now 50, 60 years old. These are not young people anymore. So this is, a long time has passed. Grandpa been gone. Everything associated with that time frame is gone. So I think most of the family members thought that, hey, enough time has passed. They reached out. They want to get to know their siblings, so we're going to get to know them. So,
and one of the things that might have been considerate of the matriarch was to talk to her about it, right? So while we may think, oh, it's all good, right? That was then. This is now. We're all family. She may have had some very different feelings about that, and not that there was any malicious intent on anybody's part. But now here's, again, I am the doctor, I'm the psychologist, right. So we're talking about mental health and stability and how things are supposed to be on the holiday. Like, we all supposed to be smiling. We all have our seat at the table. Now, you have invited these other people in here. I don't have a seat for them. Mentally, I don't have a seat for them. I don't have space for that. And you just throwing this on me today, how am I supposed to feel about that?
I may have misspoke or misled you, but them showing up wasn't a surprise. The discussion was had that they had reached out, and there was a consensus amongst most of the family members that they wanted them to come to the family gathering.
And what did the matriarch feel?
The matriarch was against it.
I'm saying.
I'm a young person at the time. So
That's what I'm saying.
The matriarch was not 100% forward, and I don't believe that she thought that it was going to happen in the way that it did. I don't believe that she really believed that these people were even going to show up, because they came from Texas. They had moved to Texas. And so I don't think she was convinced that it was going to go down. But when it actually happened, she was
upset
about
yes.
it. And I'm not saying she shouldn't have been upset about it, but I think moving forward, she never, when I say never, from then to the time she left this earth, she never relented. She never chose to have any type of relationship or get to know these people, because, and as a psychologist, you may understand, and me, after growing up and listening to my other relatives talk about all of the circumstances involved, I think she really felt that that side relationship that her father had
was a betrayal.
And the knowledge of that side relationship contributed to her mother's depression and her mother's early exit from this life.
Yes.
I believe she really believed that. Whether that's true or not, I don't know.
Right.
But she really believed that.
Well, as I was saying, it is a betrayal, mm-hmm. right? So you're a child, right? She was a child. So I'm speaking again from the major.
Yeah, she was a,
child mm-hmm. when this happened. And so all she knows is mom's not here again. Now I'm going to have to be the mom. I didn't sign up for this, but I'll do the best I can. And in trying to keep that intact and keep her identity around doing a good job as sort of the de facto mom, mm-hmm. now, again, who are these people and why are they coming over here? So I'm not saying right, wrong, or otherwise. I'm just saying from her perspective, it's very fragile. And her identity as the matriarch of this family, not that family. Mm-hmm. And you're right. There probably was some sense of betrayal. I don't want to acknowledge that. That could be painful. And so how do we now think about, okay, well, we weren't able to help her, right? She went on to the other side and she felt that sense of betrayal, hurt, loss, shame, all of those things, right? But we're left with it. So we're still talking about it. And this is some years later. And the reason we're talking about it is because it still happens, right? So somebody shows up. Just because that was back then doesn't mean that there's no surprise family members. They still come on today, right? So when we have this happen, and if there's this invisible person absent or present at the family gathering, what do we do with that? How do we cope with it? Is it easy? Is it difficult? Are there going to be a range of feelings? I think the way to process it is understand that it's called what I call welcome to being a human being, right? So nobody is perfect. Relationships happen. Sometimes children are born of those relationships, inside or outside of what we would call a traditional relationship. And so do we then, you know, are we going to be mad at the child? Are we going to be embracing them? It really depends. If you're the spouse and you're the one who's been sort of done wrong, and now there's this child. I mean, what if you are a spouse and you can't have children? And now there's a child outside of that. So this can be very, very complicated. Very complicated. And then we're supposed to be ho, 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 you know, happy Kwanzaa, happy whatever. uh-huh. No, the holidays are 1 or 2 or 3 days out of the year.
Right.
We are human beings every day of the year, and we have feelings every day of the year.
You know, you touched on something that I'm going to follow up with just in a moment. When we come forward, we're going to continue this conversation with Dr. Lauren Hill, and we're talking about holiday family drama on KBLA Talk 1580. We've got a lot to talk about.
More of KBLA Talk 1580's all-new weekend lineup when we come forward.
I'm Shelley Wade, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. A Carnival cruise ship is denied entry into Aruba over COVID-19 concerns. Yesterday, the company said its Carnival Freedom ship was denied entry to dock at the ports of both Aruba and Bonaire, located near the northern coast of Venezuela. The company says some on board the Freedom, without specifying how many, are in isolation after testing positive for COVID-19. And a couple of the celebs who celebrate their birthdays on Christmas Day are singer John Edwards of The Spinners, who turns 77, and NCIS New Orleans actress CCH Pounder, who celebrates her 69th birthday on Christmas. And that's the latest. I'm Shelley Wade from your source for 24/7 news, the Black Information Network, and BINnews.com.
Let's face it, folks, it's a wrap for 2021. Looking forward to positive beginnings? Well, a new year means new goals to achieve. How can you make 2022 your best year? Build your credit. Build your future. Call 559-283-1764 to improve your credit rating in the new year.
Are you credit challenged? What can raising your credit score do for you? Do you need a personal loan, a new car, a new home, a new job? Lower interest rates on credit cards and loans? Build your credit. Build your future. Improve your credit today with one of the best credit repair services available. Call the financial literacy consultant specializing in credit repair, Paula Anderson, at 559-283-1764. Use promo code KBLA and receive a complimentary setup valued at $99. Call Paula Anderson now at 559-283-1764 and follow on Facebook and Instagram at Credit Power for Me.
KBLA Talk 1580, putting the spotlight on culture and community. The World Stage is a globally renowned home for jazz performances, classes, and workshops. It is one of Leimert Park's leading cultural institutions, and it's a 501c3 nonprofit. Right now, concerts and classes are streaming online at youtube.com/The World Stage. From the Friday night jazz performance series to the Saturday vocal and drum workshops, it's all free. To participate, donate, or support, stop by their website at worldstage.org. That's worldstage.org. Whether you join an organization, patronize a black-owned or local small business, volunteer at a nonprofit, or contribute cash, we can all make a difference. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
Legendary jazz and blues singer Barbara Morrison's California Jazz and Blues Museum and Performing Arts Center presents six nights of New Year's Eve featuring the Delphonics, Climax, Sonny Green, and more. Get your tickets today at BarbaraMorrisonPerformingArtsCenter.com. Bring in 2022 with six nights of spectacular entertainment beginning this Sunday through Tuesday at the Barbara Morrison Performing Arts Center. Then the fun moves to Manchester Banquet Hall, 1735 West Manchester between Western and Harvard, Wednesday, December 29th through the 30th. And New Year's Eve, Friday the 31st, with performances by the Delphonics, Climax, and five-time Grammy nominee jazz and blues singer Barbara Morrison.
And I can make you love me.
Get your tickets today. Proceeds will benefit the Barbara Morrison Performing Arts Center. Tickets available at BarbaraMorrisonPerformingArtsCenter.com.
Over 30,000 hours of volunteerism in person with our kids in our communities. Over $887,000 in scholarships awarded to our youth for four-year universities. Committed black men from the community supporting the community. This is the Bridge Builders Foundation. The Bridge Builders Foundation seeks to remove the barriers of race, poverty, ignorance, and despair through mentoring, educational support, healthcare awareness, and community uplift. Simply put, we ensure our kids are set up to succeed and thrive in today's competitive world. We mentor, we provide scholarships, we go in the classroom so our kids can see someone who looks like them. But we can't do it without your help. Go to bridgebuilderslA.org and donate today. Giving Tuesday is almost here, and there's no better organization to support. No donation is too small. $5, even $2 can make a difference in someone's life. That's bridgebuilderslA.org. The cost of a latte can change a life. bridgebuilderslA.org.
KBLA Talk 1580 reminding you, when we fight, we win. There's a community organization and a calling, a place and a purpose for everyone. The NAACP is one of the oldest civil rights organizations in the United States. There are local chapters in cities nationwide, along with a powerful national network. The NAACP strives to disrupt inequality, dismantle racism, and accelerate change in areas including criminal justice, healthcare, education, climate, and the economy. They offer scholarships, internships, resource libraries, grants, training and workshops, legislative report cards, and more. The NAACP has an undeniable record of wins on civil rights and social justice as they work to make racial equity a reality. To join a community of over 2 million activists across the nation, visit NAACP.org or check local listings for a chapter near you. Remember, our impact is greater when we connect with an organization. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580. Whoa.
Weekdays,
weekends,
we've got a lot to talk about.
You're listening to KBLA Talk 1580.
The one.
time. Now I stand all alone and my house is not a home without that girl of mine. Oh,
Christmas just ain't Christmas without the one you love.
And New Year's just ain't New Year's without the one you love. 12 o'clock and all is well, and I was doing oh so swell last year this time. Vows to leave each other never. It was a waste of time. Oh,
Christmas just ain't Christmas without the one you love. New Year's just ain't New Year's without the one you
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. This is Reverend Gerald, addiction counselor and life coach, and we're talking with Dr. Loren Hill, and we're talking about the holidays. You know, it's Christmas, and you're going to be getting together with family at some point throughout this day or between now and New Year's. For sure, you're going to have some pig feet, some chillin', black eyed peas, or something, and there's going to be family members.
Tofu. What about the tofu?
Okay, I got to have some tofu, too. But there's going to be somebody that's going to show up at the family gathering that's you know, somebody that maybe wasn't a part of that original connection that we called family in the beginning. And Dr. Hill, you mentioned something, and it made me think one of the elements in this, and then we'll move on to some other scenarios that maybe somebody else in the audience could identify with, but there were... These family gatherings moved every year. So her house, then my mom's house, then another sister's house, another brother's house. All of the other brothers and sisters, with the exception of her and one other brother, were open. So all the family gatherings that took place throughout the years after that, these two gentlemen were welcomed with open arms, and we got to know them. And I have to speak for myself, salt of the earth quality people, and everybody developed a relationship with them. And you touched on something before we took a little respite that I need you to come back to me on. This woman who was so angry and had so much fervor about this situation was never able to have children.
Yes.
So there was something in there triggering some of this that...
Yes. So... We started this off by talking about the drama that shows up at your doorstep on the holidays, right? Mm-hmm. And so I have been to enough holiday gatherings in my lifetime, family and otherwise, to know that that drama can show up a lot of different ways. And what can happen is it can bring out the best of us, the worst of us, our fears, our happiness. So when we think about it, and why I brought up that, you know, maybe someone can't have biological children,
right,
or maybe their ideas of parenting, or maybe their ideas of what this holiday is supposed to look like means so much to them, mm-hmm, that when it doesn't happen, it's earth shattering. So it's not just, oh, you know, Big Mama couldn't accept, you know, Lil Ray and Johnny from over. We don't know what else is going on, right? So that, you know, her putting love or, you know, Pop or whoever, putting everything into this day to make it the way they want it to make, we think, oh, you know, we're just going over there for dinner. But they may have really invested a lot of themselves and their identity into making it this way. So you shared your story I'm going to share a story. I'd like to be transparent. I'm a doctor, but there's some things that I can say. So we would always spend Thanksgiving over one family member's house. Like, that's just it, right? You had Thanksgiving at your house and everybody packed up and went to this other house. And I remember very clearly there was a split within the family. And some of us were like, oh my God, what do we do here? Do we continue going to this family member's house? Well, I happen to be like the, you know, the niece, the daughter, the great niece, the everybody wants Loren over, right? So do you know that I, because I was very accommodating at that time, would go to one family member's house, eat, then go to another family member's house, eat, then go to the third family member's house, eat, and have to listen to all of these, you know, like, I can't believe is. And so I would have to plan my day around when I thought people were serving, because I couldn't be the one that didn't show up.
Right.
So that was a lot of pressure on me. And it wasn't until I got real grown that I was like, I don't have to go to nobody's house. Right. Mm-hmm. But I then, as I became older, I thought that meant a lot to each one of them. And it meant a lot to each one of them that I showed up. Now, they probably knew that I was going to everybody's house, but it was like the spotlight turned on when I walked through the door, right? And some other family members, too, because they just wanted to know that you really loved them. And that was their love language. So everybody has a different way of representing or showing who they are and how they love people. And we have to be sensitive to that. We also have to be sensitive to ourselves because, you know, going to three or four dinners is just ridiculous. But we want to be there for our family members.
And you're right. Food is, I did a sermon on this, an expression of love.
Yes,
it
is.
That's why Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Uh-huh. He was letting us know that he is the substance that gets us through this thing called life. That, you know, so that food does represent something big, and particularly in the Black community.
Right.
You know, back when we couldn't do certain things, we didn't have certain rights, and, you know, what made us whole as a Black family was to have food and be able to feed people when they came to the house.
Right.
You know, and the other thing that made a Black man held his head up a little high was to have a bunch of children, and sometimes they were in more than one place.
Yeah.
Not trying to make excuse for Grandpa, yeah, but that's just the reality of how, you know, we had to come along during those days.
Mm-hmm.
So when we come forward, we're going to continue this conversation about holiday drama. And Dr. Hill, I'm going to ask you to put your psychology hat on and give us some ways that we can bring some of these people together in spite of what has happened in the history of the family. This is KVLA Talk 1580. This is Urban Family Focus. When we come forward, we're going to continue talking about holiday drama.
Build Black better. Better. Tweet it. Text it. Tell it. LA finally has a Black-owned talk radio station. And it's unapologetically progressive. KVLA Talk 1580.
Hi, I'm Nicole Franklin.
And I'm Brian Tamonte.
We're the host of the podcast, Before You Go.
Yes, Before You Go, because there's no time like the present to talk to our guests.
Our 100-year-old guests.
What a gift.
We have 80 and 90-year-olds too, but the older the better, right, Brian?
Oh, yes. Such amazing history.
We've got history on record.
History corrected.
Lots of smiles, and I'd say some redemption as we unearth some deep, dark secrets.
Politics, race, music.
Baseball.
From sports to the silver screen. It's such a privilege to hear these incredible stories.
From our 100-year-old guests, or as you say, Bryant, those who are just getting up there.
So join us for a rewind in time.
Check out our podcast at beforeyougo.tv.
And listen to us live Saturdays right here on KBLA Talk 1580.
I've always been an overthinker, but I found my own ways to manage it. Long walks is what worked for me. Then the pandemic hit, and it twisted my mind in ways I never imagined. Long walks weren't doing it anymore. I needed help. Luckily, my health insurance covers it. Every plan offered through Covered California includes mental health, so now I see a therapist, and we're working through my anxiety together.
Covered California. This way to health insurance. Enroll by December 31st at coveredca.com.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
History is now, and you are part of it. Thank you for spending your days with KBLA Talk 1580.
Let's jump back into the conversation.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Jerrell, the life coach and addiction counselor, and we're having an engaging conversation, sharing a few personal stories, but hoping that somebody out there listening can relate to some of the drama that we have over the holidays. We all keep our good face on. Nobody, you know, causes any real problems at the table. Everybody's smiling, but underneath them smiles, there's a couple of people that are gritting their teeth saying, I can't believe they invited her again after she brought them nasty potato pies last year.
Green bean casserole. Stop that on us.
You know, that's the other folk. We don't make green bean casserole in our neighborhood. I don't know where you came from. But, you know, in-laws are one thing, you know, children out of wedlock are another thing, you know, getting married to somebody that they didn't approve of is another thing. So since we're in a progressive time frame, Dr. Hill, how do we react when the son shows up from college and brings her to the family dinner, and she's of a different persuasion?
Mm-hmm. So, or the daughter, right?
Oh, the daughter comes back.
So, yeah. I think that we have to really just challenge our notions about what love looks like these days. Mm-hmm. We want to be open, and hopefully we have relationships with our family members where they're not springing surprises on us. But if they are, if they show up, you know, guess who's coming to dinner, then we might just say, what did I do that would cause this person to not have a conversation with me in advance? Like, are they trying to shock me? And what are they looking for as in terms of reaction out of me? So we need to talk more. We really need to have conversations. We need to be open about it and think about it in terms of, you know, when you were that age, you know, you fell in love with someone. Maybe you're still with them. Maybe you're not. But it's all trying out relationships. There's no perfect relationship. And you have to see, is this going to work or is it not? Is this going to stand the test of time or is this just a practice for what's coming in the future?
You know, I think what we're really talking about, if we had to take one word and throw it around this conversation, is acceptance. You know, we have to get to a point as families. We've been through so much as Black folks in this country, and we've survived, we've thrived, we've kept that family vibe going, even though it may not look the same as it's always looked. So when these incidents happen, be it somebody from, you know, from another mother, be it somebody from another race, be it somebody that's unexpected, somebody that's been to jail too many times and we don't want them in my house, whatever it is, we as a community have to, number one, forgive. Number two, understand that we made mistakes in our life and somebody forgave us and accepted us for who we are at some point in time, and we need to do the same. So I think that's what I'm taking from our conversation today. And when we come back, when we come forward, I should say, I want you to talk about that forgiveness element and give our audience just something they can take with them, because it's going to happen. If it's late on today, it's going to happen at somebody's house. This is Reverend Jerrell, and you're listening to Urban Family Focus on KBLA Talk 1580. We got a lot to talk about.
You're listening to the all-new weekend lineup of enlightening, encouraging, and empowering talk shows.
Exclusively on KBLA Talk 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about.
At Hawthorne Auto Square, we pride ourselves on having a pressure-free experience with our 100% guaranteed financing. Whether you have credit challenges, recent repos, SSI, unemployment, or a part-time job, Hawthorne Auto Square can have you driving with no co-signers needed. Hawthorne Auto Square offers a 6-month warranty in your contract with 24/7 roadside assistance, rental car coverage, and much more. Payments starting at under $350 a month. Now that's doable, and you're building your credit. So before making a final decision, give us a call at 866-578-0495 or drive down to Hawthorne Auto Square off the 105 freeway and Prairie. We guarantee approvals. 6 months warranty. Call 866-587-0495. That's 866-587-0495. Hawthorne Auto Square. On approved credit and approved down payment required.
This is America.
KBLA Talk 1580, connecting you with services and solutions. Since 1986, the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights, or CHURLA, has been working to advance the human and civil rights of immigrants and refugees. CHURLA is a place where organizations and individuals who support human rights work together for policies that bring justice and full inclusion for all immigrants. CHURLA fights for immigrant rights, organizing, educating, and defending them in the streets, the courts, and in the halls of power. Whether you are an activist seeking to make an impact in the immigrant rights space or an immigrant in need of information, education, or legal services, you can reach out to CHURLA. Find them online at CHIRLA.org. That's CHIRLA.org. Or call their immigrant assistance hotline at 888-624-4752. That's 888-624-4752. The Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights is looking for members, organizers, and people in need. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
This is America.
Let's face it, folks, it's a wrap for 2021. Looking forward to positive beginnings? Well, a new year means new goals to achieve. How can you make 2022 your best year? Build your credit. Build your future. Call 559-283-1764 to improve your credit rating in the new year. Are you credit challenged? What can raising your credit score do for you? Do you need a personal loan, a new car, a new home, a new job? Lower interest rates on credit cards and loans? Build your credit. Build your future. Improve your credit today with one of the best credit repair services available. Call the financial literacy consultant specializing in credit repair, Paula Anderson, at 559-283-1764. Use promo code KBLA and receive a complimentary setup valued at $99. Call Paula Anderson now at 559-283-1764 and follow on Facebook and Instagram at Credit Power for Me.
Thanks for spending some quality time with us and checking out the new weekend talk shows only on KBLA Talk 1580.
We're back. This is Urban Family Focus. Our guest today is this holiday, this Christmas day, is Dr. Lauren Hill, psychologist extraordinaire who has her own private practice right here in the Crenshaw community. And before she gets out of here today, we're going to make sure that she tells all of us where we can find her and when she's available to help us. But today she's going to help us understand what we need to do when we're in that situation. We can't avoid it. It's going to happen. There they are at the table, sitting right next to you. How are we going to forgive, not them, but in my case, Grandpa? And okay, how are we going to do it, Doctor?
So I think one of the things to think about is remember, you're going to have some feelings about this, right? Some people at the table sitting next to the person may be happy. Like, yes, let's welcome them in. We're so happy. The other person sitting on the other side might be like, I can't believe they're here, right? So give yourself permission to have some feelings. Then think about that person. Think about that other person. Think about the person sitting down from them. And how do you want to be remembered for this day? Do you want to be remembered for this day as the one who flipped over the table and stormed out? Do you want to be the one who kind of sat on your feelings and had no expression? think it through. Like, what are people going to remember most about this day? And not to say that you can't be upset, but you could excuse yourself and take some deep breaths. Like, wow, this was way more than I signed up for today. I don't know what to do with this. Maybe you can pull somebody to the side and say, what do you think about this? Not in a gossipy way, but just kind of to talk it out, right? And then give yourself permission to be like, I don't want to participate in this. I don't want to. I don't have to. I don't want to. And it is okay. Or, hey, trade numbers with the person and say, let's get together and have coffee later. Or, you know, let's keep in touch. Anything along that continuum is okay. Just talk it through. And how you feel in the moment may not be how you feel a little later on or the next day or after you have a conversation with Uncle Bob or somebody else about it. You don't have to stuff it.
Well, you know, you're broader in thought than I am. I'm going to say this. This is Christmas that we're talking about, or a special holiday, be it Thanksgiving or be it Easter. And I would like for people to think about what it is we are truly celebrating on that day. We're truly celebrating the acceptance of unconditional love, sincerity, faith, truth, all the things that the Christ consciousness or the Christ himself represented. So if we take that into consideration on these special days, just because somebody shows up that you don't know or don't want there, you might want to take his approach and forgive them, for they know not what they do. Dr. Hill, tell us how we can get in touch with you and some of the great things you're doing in our community before we get out of here.
Sure. Thank you so much. So you can find me on Psychology Today. Just pull that website up and look for Loren M. Hill, and you will find my contact information there.
I want to thank you for coming once again to be with us today on Urban Family Focus. And before we sign off, since you were chattering in the background, you want to say Merry Christmas to everybody. Miss LaRita Shell, producer extraordinaire.
You better not bring up in my house. I ain't having it up in here. I've been up cooking all night long. I don't think so.
This is Urban Family Focus.
I think so.
1580. You listen to KBLA Talk 1580. Merry Christmas and have a blessed new year, and treat those people right when they come to your house. Black Lives Matter is next.
August and September, summertime is done. Days of sweet November grow shorter one by one. Autumn leaves are falling and winter time is near. It's getting very close to that special time of year. The snow